What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Underground Underdogs. Today we got an action-packed show for you. We're going to be picking up where we left off last week, and then we're going to move into a good time, is what you could call it. We're going to be delving into the world of some SoundCloud rap here, focusing on one artist in particular. He goes by the name Puya. If you don't know who he is, definitely worth checking out. He's a cool guy, but we'll talk more about him as the show goes on. Wow, that's English. English is very hard. I would like to say welcome to the guests that we have in studio tonight. Would you like to say hello to the audience?
Hey, everyone. My name is Saloni.
Awesome. So Saloni is my friend from first year. I was looking for some company on the show tonight because why not? And, you know, we're going to just be discussing how good or how bad, you know, music is today, having a great introspective conversation.
I just want to say I don't think I'm getting paid enough for this.
Oh, no, definitely not. But we are going to kick off today's show with a little flashback. You know how we always like to keep up on newly released tracks. As always, this one's coming out from Lil Peep, you know, just to get you pumped up because next week we are going to be doing the live listening session for his new album. Wasn't sure when it was coming out last show because it was going to be next week. But we'll be listening to Come Over When You're Sober Part 2 next week, a live listen through. I haven't heard any of the songs except for the one I'm about to play for you. It got leaked before the rest of the album did. So this one's called Cry Alone by Lil Peep. And after that, we're going to segue into our show. If you're listening, sit back, relax, and enjoy. Alrighty, so that was Cry Alone by Lil Peep. Now, we're going to move on to the next segment of the show. Just kind of talking about, you know, people always talk about SoundCloud rappers and stuff like that. And when it gets brought up in conversation, a lot of the time, you know, you'll hear all of the bad things that people say about SoundCloud raps that, you know, it's all mumble rap that they don't sound alike. And, you know, most of the time they're right. But there's a couple groups or pockets of musicians that started on SoundCloud that really, I want to say, consolidate all the good things about underground music and put it into their music. And so we're going to explore a couple artists that way. First one on the record is Bones. He's been around for a long, long time. And his style of music is very similar to Lil Peep's, but also other hype emo rap kind of combos like that. So without further ado, we're gonna hop right into it here. This one's called Return of the Pimp. It's by Bones. It's one of my personal favorite songs by him, and that will kind of lead us into the next part of the conversation, because I'm going to start talking about Puya, who in my mind is the underground underdog, which I think is kind of fitting for, you know, the name of the show and the style of music that he is. But before we get on to Puya, I'd want to point out that both Bones and Puya are both pretty big influencers in the SoundCloud community. And if you have the time, I always encourage the listeners to go check them out if you haven't heard them, and see what they're all about. So without further ado, this is Return of the Pimp by Bones. You're going to want to turn this one up. Enjoy. Alrighty, so y'all just got a taste of what Puya has to offer you. But we are going to go back now and think about what really did SoundCloud start off as, because it's a pretty cool platform when you think about it. It's an opportunity for independent artists from all over the world to get their, you know, their content out there and get recognized, which is pretty cool. But, you know, it really fostered an environment of creation and other stuff like that. And Puya was a big player in that because he's been around for like a really, really long time. Well, it depends how long you think of long, right? But in terms of like having a rap career and stuff like that, he's been around for, I want to say, the past 5 years, because he released his first major project about that time ago. So we are going to go ahead and start listening to some of his tracks before we get into his origin story. Unfortunately, I wish he was Canadian and I wish he was a local artist, because he's very, very talented. But he's from Florida, unfortunately, America. And yeah, he's just, you know, an underground underdog in and of himself. So It was very fitting for him to come on the show. I'm just looking for his song right now. I want to say when he first dropped into the scene, he got a lot of recognition for the song I'm about to play called Get Buck. And from there, it kind of just popped off for him. Has always been proud of his underground status, but more people are realizing how good he actually is, especially in comparison to, you know, a lot of the rappers you hear nowadays. We were talking about this earlier. I mean, everybody's heard of all the Lils and the Youngs, you know, Lil Xan, Young Xan, Young Pretzel. Like, I don't know. Names are coming out of everywhere. But, you know, he's one of the OGs. So I'm going to play two songs that he is very well known for, especially in the beginning. First one's going to be Get Buck, which if you have heard of him and if you've heard of, you know, where he came from, it's one of his most famous songs from the beginning. And then we're going to listen to his second song, Suicidal Thoughts, in the Back of a Cadillac, which is a very, very, I want to say, Puya-defining song, if you could say that. It's off his first popular EP, I want to say. But before I talk anymore, let's just get into it. Here's Get Buck, and then we got a little bit of a different mood change coming that kind of shows his versatility as an artist. But without further ado, here you are. Ready to pop, drop, top, fuck cops, and I'm never gonna stop. Cop dropping my mouth, cause I'm sick with this. Alrighty, so you just heard two tracks there that kind of were defining for Puya very early in his career. And, you know, if you bring up anybody that listens to him and you mention either of those songs, they'll tell you that, like, oh, yep, that's classic Puya for you. But the next thing I wanted to talk about was his ability to collaborate and co-create with other artists, because he has worked with literally countless amounts of producers and other musical artists that are incredibly talented. And so the next segment of the show is just going to be showcasing some of the better collabs, in my opinion, that he's had all across all genres, mostly rap. But, you know, we got some emo jams in there, and there is a metal song, which is what I'm going to play next, actually, which is pretty dope. But yeah, if any of you are interested in, you know, learning more about him, again, you can find his music on all major music listening platforms, things like that. What would be really funny, actually, is if you look up a photo of him, he kind of looks like a musketeer or like the six-figured man from The Princess Bride. It's like if a musketeer had a rap career, that's what it would look like. So I always thought that's really funny. Another fun fact, Puya's real name is Kevin. And it's pretty funny to just be like, oh, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just listening to Kevin, you know, hanging out. Anyways, without further ado, we're going to hop into first collab that we're going to showcase tonight. It's with the band Volumes. And if you know any kind of metalcore, you'll know who Volumes is. This song's called On Her Mind, obviously featuring my boy Kevin, or Puya. Sit back, relax, turn it up. This song is way better if it's loud. And enjoy. Well, it's lost your size. I never realized the fact that that's your mind. Slap me alone. All right, guys. Welcome back. We're going to change up the mood a little bit here, and we're going to go back to some of his older stuff, but another collab from him. This song is called Used To, but this is more of an emo jam kind of vibe going on here. So if you're listening, as always, turn up the music, sit back, relax, and enjoy another great track from my boy Kevin. Alrighty, welcome back, guys. If you're interested at all in following Puya on social media, I would go ahead and recommend doing that. His Instagram and his Twitter are absolutely hilarious. One thing I really like about him is he doesn't try to be anybody else. He's always himself. And I think not only does that reflect in his music, because he's got a pretty unique flow, pretty unique style. His presence on social media is kind of just funny, you know what I mean? Like, he's just a funny guy, and he's definitely filmed some crazy little antics and stuff like that. And he always puts it on his social media. So if you're, you know, in the mood for some cool, like, live concert footage, or just, you know, a tiny man dressing up as a musketeer, then Puya's social media is for you. Now, moving on to more of his collaborative projects, I'm going to play some songs with him and an artist called Ghostmane. Ghostmane is also pretty well known in the underground community, but his music is a little more alternative, and you'll really be able to tell when his part comes on. I'm going to play two songs for you, 2,000 Rounds, and then a song called Stick Out. For all the viewers listening, I do just want to preface, Stickout is explicit. So, you know, if you're looking to go to church on Sunday or, you know, protect your ears, I would recommend not listening to the second song. First song's fine, 2,000 rounds. But yeah, again, if you're listening, sit back, relax, turn it up, and enjoy. Alrighty, so that just kind of, like, listen, I'm going to paint a picture for y'all. You know, you're driving in your car, you're whipping your mom's sick soccer mom van, and, you know, you got the subs turned up. If you're bumping that song, you're going to be having a good time, even if you're taking the kiddos to soccer practice, you know what I mean? Moving it on, we're keeping up with his showcase of collabs that he's got going on. We're going to play one of his newest songs actually released. Again, it's him and Booby Ludovelli, and the song's called Sit Ups. It's also featuring Kodak Black, but it's like kind of low-key. It's more of a sample use. So we're going to listen to Sit Ups and then a song called Death by Dishonor, and then we're going to hop into his collabs with Suicide Boys, which I think I'm going to do a show on later down the road because they are lesser known but also kind of famous at the same time. But they came from the same spot he did in terms of, you know, coming from the underground and rising into the famous position that they're in now. But without further ado, this is another song that sounds way better if it's turned up loud. This is Sit Ups, and then we're going to hear Death by Dishonor. Again, if you're looking for any of these songs, you can find them all on his SoundCloud. He has released over hundreds of tracks, and they're all posted there for your listening enjoyment. Alrighty, so you just heard some pretty good ones coming out of Puya's camp there. We're going to move on now and play some tracks from an album called Southside Suicide, which is a collab between Suicide Boys and Puya. If you don't know who Suicide Boys are, they are a rap duo from New Orleans who specialize in, I don't even know what to call it, like emo trap rap, like pretty grimy bass. It's pretty good. So I'm going to play two tracks off their collab album. First, I'm going to play Southside Suicide, which is the name track. And then after, one of my personal favorite songs, Running Through the Seventh with My Woadies. A lot of their music titles don't make the most sense, but the music is good. So I guess it really doesn't matter. These are probably going to be the last two tracks of the night before we sign off. Just to remind you, we're doing a live listen through of Lil Peep's new album next week, so get hyped for that. Without further ado, here is Suicide Boys and Puya with Southside Suicide. Alrighty, guys, it is almost the end of the show. I'm gonna leave you here with a new track that just dropped from my boy Sheck West. He's not too well known. Solani's gonna talk a little more about it, you know, coming out left field here.
Yeah, I was just about to say that I didn't get to talk much, and I was actually really mad because my mom's listening. Hi, Mom.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Yeah, so this is a song by Sheck West. Obviously, none of you have heard it. It's newly released, you know, and this is some like unfound footage right here. So
enjoy.
You know, just like Sam says, sit back, enjoy.
16-year-old. Bitch! They can't take it to 10. I got hoes calling a young nigga phone. Where's Ali with the motherfucking dog? Bitch, I be born.